Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with the folks from the Morehead Theater Guild's upcoming production of End Days. First, I'm going to introduce director Wheeler Green. Thank you so much for being on the show. Why don't you introduce us to the rest of our guests?
Absolutely. So here with me today, I've got my assistant director, Amber Smith. I've got Charles Mullins, a part of the cast, and I've also got an old favorite, Drew Henderson, another member of the cast.
And how long have you guys been in rehearsal for this show?
We started rehearsal back in early January, and we've been working pretty much ever since throughout the week.
End Days has a very dark kind of connotation, but why don't you tell me a little bit about what the show's about?
Sure. So it's a comedy, I promise, about a dysfunctional family in the wake of one of the members of the family surviving the 9/11 attacks. It's a father is struggling with sort of survivor's guilt and depression, a character Drew Henderson plays. The rest of his family is sort of reeling from the trauma that they've experienced in their own individual ways. So they sort of split off from one another, start speaking different language to each other. They just don't really connect. And this new neighbor of theirs has fallen in love with their daughter, and he is endlessly positive and sort of tries his best in his own unique way to bring them out of this depression and this, you know, sort of quagmire that they're in through the entire show. As the show continues, it's sort of a process of him finding ways to yank them out of that and find some more positivity.
Mm-hmm. Now, Drew, you play the father in the show, and this is someone who is suffering from a deep depression and a sense of guilt. How do you approach a character like that? Because I know you. You're usually a pretty upbeat guy.
Usually, but actually I do deal with depression sometimes, and so that's kind of a place to go to. And I do know other people who have severe depression, so conversations with them kind of help. But a lot of it's just in the way it's written and the how he interacts with the other people. I mean, it's all there in the script.
So, Charles, you play the hopelessly optimistic new neighbor. Tell me a little bit about your character.
Okay, so my character, yes, he is very overly optimistic. And one of the things that's, I guess, would be easy to do with him but also difficult is he doesn't pick up on social cues very well. So in any situations, like, sometimes he could be oblivious or he could be totally understanding and like, oh, now I understand. But sometimes you just have to hit him in the face with the facts. So with him, I'd have to say, like,
the way he interacts with Arthur.
Yes.
Is a big
that's one of my favorites, actually. The chemistry that I get to have with his character, it's so fun to play with and portray on stage, because it's almost like, in a sense, I get to have like kind of a surrogate father in a way, because through Nelson, you know? Because, I mean, they kind of start a bond, and he picks up on Drew's, or I should say, well, Arthur's character of being depression a little bit early on, and he's kind of like, maybe this is the thing, but maybe it's not, but it's going to be all okay. And then it all just, like, he knows that it's a bigger deal. he finds out it's a bigger deal. So instantly he comes in falling for the girl first. That's what attracts him into the whole family. And then after that, I think the bond with helping Arthur is the thing that really brings it all together, because I feel like even though my character comes in and he kind of saves the day, he's kind of like a little bit of a hero under the table, but the main character, I would have to feel, the center focal point would definitely have to be his character and what he's having to go through.
I think those of us who were adults when 9/11 happened, we all dealt with
absolutely
the aftermath. And there have been moments in history where, you know, something happens when you're an adult, a great tragedy, some pivotal moment in time where you have to process this thing. So I feel like a lot of your people who will come see the show will be able to say, oh, I remember feeling that way.
Yeah.
But particularly, it's interesting that this author went straight for someone who was able to escape the towers.
Absolutely. They don't really delve too much into the specifics in this show, which I think is pretty savvy writing, because she wants, you can tell when you read this script, and certainly when you see clips of it or if you've ever seen a production of this show, and when you watch this one as well, that really the focus is not what happened in the past. There are certain moments in this script where characters briefly talk about the past and it is swept under the rug or quickly addressed and they move on. And I think that that's really the strength of the writing in this script, because as much of a tragedy as it was, this is 2 years later, and we can see in their behavior exactly how painful it was. We don't need to really talk too much about it or talk about the details or show too much more than just their lives at this moment, which are broken. I think any more than that would be a little redundant when it comes to writing the script. So when you watch it, it's really going to be focusing on the comedy and the healing more than it is on exactly what happened and the trauma of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Amber, you're the assistant director. What are some of the things that you've had to tackle trying to help put this show together?
A lot, first of all.
Yeah, there's been a lot. Mainly, I like to call myself like his right-hand girl. I just kind of sit there and I write his notes. I write my notes. You know, we go back and forth with ideas. It's more of a partnership. He handles all the big honcho stuff, but we go back and forth on ideas and what's the best way to portray something without making it seem too obvious or making it seem like we have to put it there. I've tackled more than just assistant directing at this point, I think, too, right? Mm-hmm. It just goes down to painting sets, backdrops, finding props, doing a whole lot of stuff, really.
Show must go on.
I think that one of the things when you're involved with a Theater Guild production, everybody kind of throws in and helps bring it all together. And I just realized we didn't talk about when the show is, March 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and again on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And those are 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturdays, 2 p.m. on Sundays, and that's at the Round County Arts Center. And if you want tickets for those productions, and you should probably get them now because they do have a tendency to sell out. It is not a giant venue. So you want to get the tickets early. You can go online to moreheadtheater.org, or you can call the Arts Center at 783-9857. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Come to the Moorhead Antique and Art Market, March 1st and 2nd at the Moorhead Conference Center, presented by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Art Center. Shop for antique glassware, jewelry, furniture, juried art market, and on-site appraisals. Sneak peek on Friday, March 1st from 6 to 9 p.m. Open all day Saturday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is $3 for the weekend or $2 on Saturday. The Moorhead Antique and Art Market, March 1st and 2nd. At the Moorhead Conference Center.
At Moorhead State University Career Services, we partner with students, faculty, staff, and employers for the purpose of preparing MSU students for the global workforce. If you are looking for a full-time employee or student intern, we will work to connect you with qualified candidates. Attend our career fair on March 5th to find employees or career opportunities. Tuesday, March 5th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Adrian Doran University Center on MSU's campus. All of our programs are open to the community. Find out much more by calling 783-2233 or visiting moorheadstate.edu/career.
And we're back here on Open Mic here at Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with cast and crew of End Days, Moorhead Theater Guild production, coming up at the Round County Arts Center this weekend and next. Guys, thanks so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.
Glad to be here.
Now, in taking a look at the flyer here, I noticed that it says it has some mature themes, and it's not recommended for children that are under the age of 12. This is a couple productions this season with the Theater Guild that have addressed some more mature audiences. Why do you guys feel that, you know, these younger kids aren't ready to tackle these themes?
Well, initially it was a case of attaching a word to the disclaimer. I didn't want to certainly overestimate the content of the show. I didn't also want to underestimate. I didn't want to falsely advertise to an audience what was going on in the show. But I feel like mature themes is the right way to put it, because what's going on in these people's lives is a very mature theme. It truly isn't anything involving violence or anything suggestive situations or anything like that. It's really just a difficult situation, difficult scenario, and a difficult subject to grasp. There's also some language in the show, but I really feel like the most important thing about this show is that what some of these characters have gone through is really going to go over a younger audience's head, mm-hmm. and they perhaps wouldn't really even be too entertained by it. Right. It would kind of be a comedy that's very dark, that I just don't fully think that an audience that young would really be able to grasp too much.
Mm-hmm. And you definitely want your audience to appreciate what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So we've talked a little bit about the father and the neighbor in the show. It's a very small cast, but let's talk a little bit about some of the other characters that are
absolutely
involved.
So it's a small cast of only five. Here today we have the father of this family. We also have the neighbor that is sort of the catalyst for change in the show. But also we have really the focal point of the show being the mother in this family and their daughter. The name Sylvia is played by Chris Lynham, who was wonderful, as we all are well aware.
Mm-hmm. And, we love some Chris Lynham.
Yes. And she is really struggling with the inability to take control with protecting her family. She talks specifically later on in the show about how when the 9/11 attacks happened on the Twin Towers, she didn't know where her husband was, she didn't know where her daughter was. And so this level of control has been a problem for her for a very long time. She is newly evangelical to the point of, in the past 3 months, has fully dedicated every minute of every day to finding religion, finding Christ, and to the point where in the show, she physically sees Jesus on stage. There's Mike Dobransky has got a dual role in the show, and one of his roles is playing Jesus. He's just sort of this calm, loving presence to her that just helps her throughout the day with feeling better about herself and confidence. And then also, Kimmy Bruce is playing Rachel, their daughter. And she's sort of in this rebellious phase where she's looking around her, and her mother has changed completely in the past 3 months to a person she doesn't recognize. Her father has disappeared into a shell of his former self, and she just doesn't have a way to break them free of this depression. She's 16 years old, trying to start her life, and really naive, wanting to find some way, but she just can't figure out a way. It's just too difficult. So she is totally in this, I want to be away from you all, I can't stand you phase. So that when this Nelson kid moves in across the street and starts saying, maybe you should listen, maybe you should talk to them more, she really wants to close off all of those avenues. However, he's too persistent for her, even.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like your character is a bit much.
It is. To be totally honest, this is actually my first play.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so right out of the gate, something very challenging.
It is very challenging. I wanted to do it because I wanted to challenge myself. For many years, I've kind of taken a sideline to my talents of wanting to pursue some kind of entertainment. I grew up with it with my father. He did magic shows and everything throughout the region for many years, and I traveled and did all that with him and got experience through that. Over the years, I've done some voice acting with, you know, my mother and stuff like that, and on her shows. And then over the years, just a lot of RPing and stuff with friends, building natural, like, random improv-style acting. Mm-hmm. So this was totally, like, different, but it's fun. It's challenging. It was very scary at first, but you've got 800-plus lines. You've got, you know, this character you have to really bring him because it's not too hard to bring him, though. I'm a very nice person anyway, so it's
we can confirm that.
Yeah.
But it's different when you're, as far as when you're role-playing or you're doing improv-type things, you kind of get to decide where the character is going. But
you get to form the character, and I'm living a character that's been made. He exists already through the script. I have to be him. Mm-hmm. So it is different.
Has any part of his personality been particularly challenging for you?
No, actually, it's been some of the easiest. being Nelson is actually like a second hand. And I can also do darker characters, too, which, you know, you can just pull from events in your life. Mm-hmm. Like on stage with Kimmy's character, Rachel, and I'm Nelson. I'm very happily taken and everything like that. And being on stage for the first time, having to do, you know, how would you say, am I allowed to say that?
Romantic scenes?
Well, not really. You know, there's some...
Feigning interest in?
There are moments where he sort of breaks down her wall and sort of wins her over. Mm-hmm. So there's the, I know what you mean. His character is really on the surface. What you see is what you get with him, which is nice.
Now, I think it's interesting the way the Theater Guild comes up with these different shows that are presented, and there's always an interesting variety. But Wheeler, what drew you to this show in particular? Was this one that they were like, hey, we want somebody to direct this, or was this one that you said, hey, I want to direct this?
Well, for the past 3 years, since returning from the Army, I've sort of had an interesting time adjusting, as a lot of people do. I had an easier time than a lot certainly do, but mine presented its own challenges. I started coaching speech at the high school immediately again as soon as I returned, and doing Theater Guild shows. And I just found this script. It was at the bottom of a pile of Virginia Etherton's scripts, my mentor and love her to death. It was the last one, and it had a little post-it note on the top that said, good, with a question mark. I read the back.
That is so Jenny.
That's exactly right. I read the back, and I was immediately interested, and I read it cover to cover, and I loved it, and I got it cut and did it as a speech piece, and I thought, you know what, this would be a really good thing to do as a show. Throughout the 3 years that I've had this script, I've sort of, my life has gone up and down, and lots of twists and turns, but that script has always been a constant. So as I got it, somehow the Theater Guild trusted me enough to do a show. I don't know what they were thinking, but
they tend to throw people in.
but they approved it, and I said, okay, now's crunch time. Now I really need to think hard about why I picked this and why it's so important to me. And I've sort of found this surrogate family in place of my own that is sort of just gone a different direction. I don't want to get too sappy here, but the Theater Guild's been very open and loving, and I've met a new family with people at work that I've become very close to, Amber's included into that. So I wanted to bring those two together. So a lot of people on my crew are from both sides of that family, from the Theater Guild and my other family. So this show is all about finding a surrogate family, recognizing that there are problems, addressing them in a healthy way, and trying to move on. The show really isn't about everything's going to be great. Everything's going to get fixed and life's going to be beautiful again. That's just not realistic in my experience. It's more realistic to understand what's happened, address it properly, and plan for the worst, but don't expect the worst. So this show's become very personal to me from an emotional standpoint that I think when we finally have an audience for it here in a week, it'll be a very emotional full circle experience for me, that's for sure.
It's very exciting. And if you want to go see that show, I just want to mention once again, it's going to be March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, also the 8th, 9th, and 10th, two weekends at the Rowan County Arts Center, 7:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and then at 2 p.m., on Sundays. You can get your tickets at moorheadtheater.org, or you can call 783-9857. The folks over there at the Arts Center can make sure that those are taken care of for you. And I think that what you were saying about, you know, life isn't sunshine and roses at all times, and to address that, especially when it's talking about working through adversity. You know, this family that you guys are discussing and portraying is dealing with a big event, this 9/11 event. And even 2 years later, it's still affecting them. One might say that 9/11 is still affecting society now.
Absolutely.
And we are, how many years ago was that now? 18?
18 years.
18 years ago. So those of us who were around at that time can vividly remember where we were. That's one of the things that we discuss every year. on 9/11, but you know, we have events that are happening in our communities on a personal level, on a communal level. These events that are affecting the way that we can all react to how we deal with each other and with life in general. I feel like a lot of people are going to be excited to see this show, even though it is a little darker. But there is comedy.
Absolutely. This is seriously a funny show. I know we've talked about a lot of sad stuff, but when you have someone as depressed and dour and in a quagmire as Arthur, Drew's character, meeting a character who is endlessly positive, I might add, in Nelson, I mean, the comedy writes itself.
Yeah, it will be readily apparent within the first 5 minutes of the play.
Yes.
The rehearsals have been very funny. Yeah. I love it.
Well, I hope that you have wonderful, wonderful audiences. I know sometimes that changes everything when you get in front of an audience and you have people come in and they laugh where you...
Right.
You aren't expecting them to laugh, or they don't laugh where you just knew that there was gonna that you were gonna have to hold for applause or something.
At that point, it's no longer our show; it's theirs.
who has designed the set and costuming for the show?
Diana Reeder has helped with costuming, and Amber Smith here has also done the set design for us. We're in the trenches right now of finishing that portion of the of the design up, painting and things like that. And Diana's put together a wonderful Elvis costume for Nelson here and some ugly, depressing pajamas for for Arthur over here.
I think that putting on the costume for a show kind of helps you find where your character is.
Well, it's wonderful. It's that great moment.
Absolutely. And if you want to go see In Days one more time, two weekends, March 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and again on the 8th, 9th, and 10th, 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sundays at the Rowan County Arts Center. Get your tickets early if you can at moreheadtheater.org. And I want to tell you guys thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate you being here and talking with me about In Days. Make sure you get your tickets now. And thank you guys for being here.
Thank you very much.
And that's all the time we have here on Open Mic. We'll see you on Friday.